Thank you, Mark. That's Mrs. Spooner, one of our oldest listeners here in the station. I mean, dedicate this one to Mark, huh? 8 minutes after one, let's go back to 1975. Here comes the Drifters. And there goes my first love on your all-day, everyday music station, Dublin International.
There goes my first love. What the hell is to call my friend? There goes love I thought would never end. Most every day, but she don't look my way. Not for long, I wish I knew where I went wrong. Not every day those pretty feet come walking on down the street.
To 10 minutes after one, it's a Saturday afternoon, a very, very sad day for myself anyway. Yes, it's God, years, I don't know, years gone by anyway. 1975, the Drifters, and there goes my first love right here on Dublin International. Now, we'll have a chat with one of our weekend disc jockeys, the Houston Joe, of course, won the tree on a Saturday afternoon, then the breakfast program between 7 and 9, isn't it?
7 and 9.
7 and 9, that's from Jay Mogensen. Hello, Jay.
Hello, good afternoon, Dave.
Don't have to mind the
maybe. Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Right, not too bad, Jay.
Bad day for you, isn't it? Very sad indeed, yeah.
Right. So, what's your memories of when you were down?
Memories
of the time. What's your memories? No? Okay. Silence has gone, and back to Tony Quinn. Lean back to Tony Quinn. You're back.
Hello.
Right. Jane's a bit upset anyway.
Right.
Okay, sorry Tony, walk away.
We found Paul Hanny, and he wants to say hi to all the Hanny family in East Wall, Tower, Ballybuck, Harbour Street Flat, and also to the Hanny family in Finglas.
Okay.
And we had a nice call on the phone. It was Billy O'Connell in Marino, and he wants to say hi to Eva and Neve.
Right.
And they wanted to find him in Oak. And also we say hi to Vera O'Leary, and they're having a party in Ballyferman. Yeah. Everyone's having parties.
It's well for some people.
And they're all listening to us in Ballyferman, and they're all in Bronx.
We're having some party, let me tell you. Yeah,
that's later on.
What was I going to say to you? We had a photographer in earlier on from one of the papers. What was his name?
Joey.
Joey.
From Joey.
Okay, so let me say hello to Joey.
And let's say hi to Fiona, Mr. Trotty.
Do you want to have a chat? You want to have a chat?
Yeah,
this is one of our weekends.
This is live radio.
Hello.
Do you want to put the mic up to a bit closer to your mouth?
Okay.
Right, okay. So when did you start radio, Fiona?
About 8 months ago.
8 months, right.
Yeah.
What's your fondest memories of the station?
I don't really know. So many of them.
Yes,
I'm from Tony
Fine.
Definitely.
Anything ever happened funny on the air?
Yes, Tony,
again. Oh, I'm afraid. You and Tony have something going on, you know that. We have. Sorry. So anyway, it's a sad day for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
Really. Sad day for radio.
Yeah. Really. Did you hear Sunshine going yesterday?
Yeah, oh, that was really sad. I'm happy too. They were all...
It went as well.
Yeah.
So
what
are
you
going to
listen to now,
Fiona?
I don't know.
Well, you could listen to yourself probably on the radio. Probably got it on tape.
Yeah.
Listen to what you do. Will you listen to RTD?
No, definitely.
You know Fiona worked in radio before, wouldn't you? Because the microphone goes over, yeah.
You can
listen to RTD. Right, okay, right. So would you like to say hello to Ben, Fiona, today?
Just hello to all our listeners,
right.
Family, and everybody else.
Okay.
Who is out there?
Not all the cure heads.
And the featured artists on the program today is the Cure, right?
Yes, I remember that.
What was the first record you ever played for you, Fiona?
I don't have a clue.
And,
Probably kind of, yeah.
What was the last record?
It was Tony's record, that
one. When did you do your last
program,
by the way?
Last Saturday, Jane and Ronan.
We weren't invited.
Well, I mean, they weren't invited either, but
they turned up. We weren't invited, right? Okay. Right. Thank you, Fiona, for dropping in anyway. That's Fiona Evans, one of our weekend staff here at Radio Dublin. Now, what else for me to do, Tony?
We'll chat to Susan Brown a little bit later. Okay. Do you want to have a chat with Susan? We'll play a record anyway.
We'll say hello to Valerie. Hello, Valerie. How are you, pests? Haven't seen you in donkey years. And Valerie's listening in town at the moment, and she wants to pass a message on to Captain Eamon Kirk. You're to fight it, Eamon. You're not to stop. You're to carry on to the bitter end. That's the message from Valerie. And Valerie's listening in Dublin at this particular point in time. So good afternoon to Valerie. And that's dedicated to Valerie this afternoon. Hello. Here comes Luther Vandross. And I try to call and give me the reason. The all day, every day music station. Dublin International. The only one.
What in the world would I ever do without?
minutes after one, it's Dublin International. It's mayhem around here, let me tell you. That's Snooda Van Ross, and a try called Gimme the Reason. Now, hopefully, we have two ladies shouting together. This is Alice Murphy on one line, and Mars Spooner on the other. So hello to Alice.
Hello, Dave.
How are you, Alice?
I am not too well thinking of losing something to listen to all night.
I was just going to say that, actually.
I just don't know now what I'm going to do. All my friends were saying to me yesterday, what are you going to do now for your radio?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Right.
I really don't.
Okay. We have Ma here as well.
Yes, I
heard Ma. She has a microphone in her hand. You know, she's a knack to this. I think we can give her a job here, Alice.
Oh, I know. I did a night up there. Or two, actually.
I remember it well, yeah.
Two shows up there, yeah. I photographed it
and all
there.
That's right, yeah. You had a dance with me in the Olympia.
Oh, I was thinking
Do you remember poor old Alan Jackson?
Yes.
So Alan's here as well.
Yes, the whole lot.
Say hello, Alan.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Alice. How are you keeping?
Just about fed up now with the idea of no radio.
That's very bad, isn't it?
You know me, I'm awake all night listening.
I know. Sure, I heard it a couple of times down in Liberty's when I was down there.
I remember. Oh, sure, I was down there.
I know.
That's right, yeah.
A whole lot. And I'm just thinking back to the old crazy gang.
That's gone back some years now, Alice. I can remember all them as well.
You know, that started off at Ken Tran.
That's right, Ken, yeah, from Lydia City, yeah.
And then we had the Prowler's Club and oh lord, everything going slick.
Do you know who was talking to me yesterday, Alice?
No.
Have a guess.
Who?
Hutch.
Hutch. Hutch.
Well, he's meant to be coming in today, actually, to have a chat with us on the radio.
Oh, lovely. I remember when he used to do the bingo.
That's right, the bingo, yeah.
And my memory way back to Brian Cage, when I'd be on every night to all the crazy gang and all the different men and the names of them and singing all night over the door there.
She had boyfriends all over the place, Alice. You had a different bloke every night now, Alice. Admit the truth now.
One particular fellow though used to sing every night to me and I'd sing to him, and Tom Bourne used to say, love story number one, Alice and Philip. And all the old songs, I'd think of the razor, hatchet, crowbar and hatchet.
Alice, can you think of any funny moments that you remember about Radio Dublin?
Any funny moments?
Yeah. Besides me now.
Oh, I think every night I was on was a funny moment.
That's true, yeah.
Because everyone rang in and we rang back and we were all on the air and we'd be singing and laughing and lovely.
Yeah, well, are you going to give us a song, Alice?
Mind us for all
you. Shall we all join in, Alice? Alice, listen. Tell you what, Ma'll sing along as well. Now, something that we know, Alice, because I remember you sang before, and I hadn't had a clue what you were singing about because I didn't know the song. So, something that we know, Alice.
Well,
what about Molly Malone?
Oh, God, not God, that's
your wedding. Oh, yes, I'm asking myself, Alice.
Ma, no,
Annie.
Ask her
if
she know any Jim Reeves.
Jim Reeves, Ma. No, Ma's lost. Let me last with that. That's too old for me, Alice.
Well, how about Mother McCrae?
No, Mother McCrae. Ah, Ma knows that. Should we know that? Yeah. How many knows that as well?
Yeah.
Let's bring the microphone to be close to Ma now. Now, you ready, Alice?
Yeah.
When I count, one, two, three, we're off. Wait, let's go.
There's a spot in my heart which no colour you belong. There's a place in my memory. No, I can't think of that memory.
No,
I think we can go on.
See, something else, Alice, go on.
Can you think,
Alice?
Only you.
Only you. Do you know the words of that, Ma?
No.
Only you, no, Ma.
Tell me what one you know, Ma. Ah,
that you're old, Alice.
Ah, you're not.
I'm older than you.
What about, I used to sing every night, Penny Coma, but you know that, and I love you so.
And I love you so, and join in with you.
Well, we join in with you, Alice.
We'll all join in.
Okay. And I love you so.
Ready?
People ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life can be. But life's begin again the day you
Sing for old time's sake for Radio Dublin.
Right.
Just for old time's sake. Won't you give my heart a break? And let's get together again. Let me live the time I was yours and you were mine. Life was so wonderful. Oh, yes, I know, the day I let you go, I made my greatest mistake. If you love me then, you can love me once again. Won't you try just for old time's sake?
What about a round of applause? Then?
Something old,
reload. What can you think of, Ma? Something to sing.
Listen, Ma, how about
for
old
acquaintance?
Old acquaintance,
yeah. Right, we got everybody to sing. Do you all know that?
All
yeah.
The DJs.
We all know that. Alice, can you hear me? Hang on. Here's Jerry. Jerry's going to sing. Alice.
Yeah?
Alice Murphy.
Oh, yes, something.
What's your name to see, Alice?
Yes?
How are you, Alice?
I'm great. How are yourself?
I can't complain.
Too sad. I was crying there after I had Ma on.
I just polished off a bottle of Jameson.
Oh, very nice. I wish I was there.
I would have sent up a lot of balloons, but I just haven't the energy to blow them up.
I can imagine that. What were you doing last night?
I know, now be giving the secrets away.
Remember the things we used to say, Brian Page turned them on with the smithing.
That's right, yeah. They were the good old days, weren't they?
The talkie, Alice. Yeah? Jerry dragged up the talkie up the drive one night.
Yeah?
Hey, do you know, Alice?
Yeah?
Do you remember Jimmy Martin?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Jimmy's coming down to me after dinner.
Good.
I'm doing a bit of a show after dinner between 2 and 4.
Yeah.
And Jimmy's going to drop down to me. I'm expecting him down after dinner.
Yeah.
So we'll have an old chat about the old days.
I heard Tony O'Hara on there too.
I was trying to say if Kevin Barrett is out there somewhere, perhaps he might give us a ring and drop down.
Drop down, yeah.
Hutch might come down.
Yeah,
Hutch is coming.
Yeah, he's coming down. Yeah. I was talking to him yesterday on the phone.
Yeah.
And he'd probably drop down as well. But if Kevin Barrett is listening in, we'd like to have him down here.
Well, I suppose Kevin doesn't like leaving the little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it'd be nice to have him here. Like, I mean, he was part of the old clan, you know.
Yeah, sure. I always think at the party.
Dressed
up like the Mexican and we dance. And
yeah.
What about Liam? Oh, God.
Pat Jennings was talking to me yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah, I was talking to Pat. Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes.
But do you remember Liam in the Olympics?
Mm. Yeah.
Remember him well, honestly, yeah.
All the stuffy.
By God, you used to polish off one or two in the Olympia, I tell you.
I tell you, I remember one night, Jerry, I got dragged onto the floor. You know, upstairs, we're having a cup of tea. Remember, Alice?
Yes.
We're having a cup of tea. Do you remember that, actually?
That was our private bar, Alice.
That's right,
yeah,
private bar.
Great times.
And Paul Felton went up for a cup of tea. And next minute, I was dragged out of the chair down to the floor. You remember, Alice?
Yes.
Paddy Drack was there as well. Do you remember?
All the gang was there. Tracy.
Yeah. Tracy, when I'm with you.
Come on, Alice. Come on, you're away, Alice. You're gone.
I know I'm not gone. Of course I'm not gone. Let them sing old acquaintance.
Sure, it's a bit early yet for all acquaintance.
Should we touch you were coming down, Alice? We touch you might have dropped in today.
Well, I didn't know you were going to be there today.
We're here till 6 o'clock or 4.
Should be here till about 4 or 5 anyway.
Yeah.
Drop
down, Alice.
Good,
I'm right. Hang on for a minute, I'm wanted on the phone.
There's the guy there, so hang on.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
I had a great Christmas, yeah.
Did you?
I was out a few parties, and I was in, I don't know whether you know, the Midland Hotel, it's now the Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, that's right,
it was 3 o'clock on Stevens's.
What do you think of the staff here?
Great.
Aren't they fabulous?
They are, definitely.
Great walkers altogether.
They all were, always.
Do you know, I have to say this much about them. It's a very hard thing, mind you, to do, to present and produce and put together your own program.
Yes.
You know, where competitive stations always have people to do it for them.
I know.
But these had to do the one, all, the whole lot on their own.
Ah, they are. They're really great.
The amount of talent that's in this place is unbelievable.
I believe it, yes.
You know, all credit goes to them anyway. Fair play to them. No man could ask for better staff.
Any word to Paul Vincent?
He's on class, Alice.
He's on glass.
Class, is it? Oh,
he's on class.
Oh,
he has it again.
I was talking to David Baker last night. Talking to David Baker last.
Oh, Dave,
yeah.
He's off to Manchester.
I didn't know Paul was on class.
Oh, Paul's on class, yeah.
Beam us up, Scotty.
Oh,
yeah.
Gee, Nina. And did you ever hear any words from the other girl used to be on now?
Who?
Way back now.
Who,
Pia
Kinsler?
Yeah, did you ever hear any words?
No,
I haven't heard from Pia.
She went on holidays last month out of Spain, Charles.
She went to Spain and only came back. Hasta la vista.
Another man used to ring in, Popeye.
Popeye, that's right, yeah.
The King,
yeah.
And Bernard and
Bunny. Yeah. Do you remember Terry Palmer?
Oh, I
lost.
Stephen, from Nace, wasn't it?
Stephen from Nace used to walk to the coin box, you remember?
Yeah, Stephen Kyle.
That's right, he used to walk for the coin box, remember?
I was going to tell you about Terry one night. Terry was on one night.
Yeah, he fell asleep and, probably on the air, Terry.
No, we didn't fall asleep.
Okay.
But, he had a few presents and things, so he said to me, I'm coming over 3, I'm your early coming over 3 in the morning, where do you think you're going? I've got a present for you. So what did he do? He left Terry Bond and came over here.
Yeah.
I'm telling Terry.
Terry was a gas character.
Well, he was many times Terry's not here. And
where
you're knocking this door every day in the week.
Remember Tom Bourne and Joni?
I'm just saying, Tom used to say, I'm telling you, love story, Alice and Philip, part one, part two, part three, part four. And you used to still around, you're always asking.
Marie and Sandy Mount?
And Marie and Matt Bruner and Smiler and Puddles and Baron.
Remember Mike Barron?
Mike Barron. What happened to Mike,
Mike is still there.
Huh?
Mick is still in the job.
Is he?
I often ring him, yeah. Oh, he used to say terrible things.
Remember, Mick used to come in this push bike and I mean, about 9 o'clock he'd gotta be gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the door.
Yeah. Remember Flick?
Flick, yeah.
Razor, hatchet.
Bottler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God bless. They were great
times. This phone call must be costing us a fortune. There's the pit's gone again.
Ah, God, I love it.
Hi, Avery.
The captain will pay it all.
Sorry?
Captain will pay it all.
Ah, he what?
He'll pay all the money.
I told you, in 2008 I'm the heart attack. Well, the guy needs
like that,
honestly.
Kill me out of here. Do you remember all the
quizzes
he used to have?
Yes. Do you remember he used to come in and phone and everything else? Oh. You rang me in there a while ago, you gave me first abuse over something I said, eh?
Yeah.
We had our ups and downs.
We definitely had. Well, now, the only thing was terribly sad when all the yapper went off, the ringing in at night.
Mm. You mean the singing and the competitions,
that was, yeah.
You used to have great fun on that.
Now, that was really, I don't know who, I heard Brian was responsible for that, but I never met Brian. I was going to take the head off him when I met him, but I didn't. Whatever he is, wherever you are, Brian, you have a great old DJ.
Ah, yeah.
Brian Page,
and
yeah.
I have all those tapes of all that, myself from Brian, Jerry, everyone.
Yeah.
John Paul, the whole lot.
Well, John's in England, yeah.
Yeah, I did that from yesterday.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and a card, he writes me all the time. No matter what goes, he writes and he opens hard for everything.
My God, you've had a bit of a head up there, haven't you?
Oh, you've no idea. Toy boys and everything. No.
I'm on my way up, Alice. I have your money. Alice.
I've no money.
Alice.
Yeah?
I've got to check the time machine.
Yeah?
I'll be back in a minute.
Still outside, eh? Listen, Alice, we better play a record or we'll be arrested here.
Play something nice.
Right, we get something
nice. Give me the moonlight.
Get Jerry to sing. We'll get it all.
Yeah. Oh, yes, get Jerry to sing.
Maybe, later on.
Keep on talking, Alice. Quick, and
play
a record.
What can I say?
You're all alone.
Nutcases.
Yeah, sing something, Alice.
Yeah, what? Do you know what happened?
Sing
the woman went down O'Connor Street.
now.
Yeah,
she
turned
left
on Jim's happy. There you go, now. Here, play this record for you, right? I know,
we'd be shot, we'd be arresting
this day. How will you be shot, your last day? See, the place in the heap on it, hang on, we queue for record, hang on. We queue it on the air, we actually queue it on the air. That's what's killing records now, we'll be arresting them. So, Alice, what would you like to finally say before we leave you?
I would like to say I am sorry, sorry, sorry. I'll miss every one of you. Mm. And any old DJ listening over 20 years, way back to Alan Rowe, a great friend of mine in ARD.
Yeah.
And Dr. John, how about Dr. John?
Well, do you know what somebody said to me this morning?
No.
They said, you're too long there, Felton. It's about time you're gone.
Ah, not at all.
That's what they said, yeah.
Dr. John, Dave C, you must go back to all those.
And Chris Barry.
And Chris, yeah, the whole lot
Chris
of them.
Barry,
oh,
yeah.
God, I couldn't. Oh, Al O'Rourke. Oh, and what about our man in RTE? He's on Mike Moran.
Mike Moran, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
and how
there.
About Ian Dempsey?
Oh, Ian and Zig and Zag.
Do you know I have records for all them?
Zig and Zag, yeah.
I have records for all them.
Have you?
From them. And another particular friend of mine, Brian, Gordon.
Mm. Oh, Gordon, yeah, Radio Leinster, yeah.
Yeah, and the other lad used to be young.
Young, like myself, Alice, yeah.
Young, no, his name was like...
Mike Young.
No.
Simon Young.
I think he was on there.
Simon Young, was it? John Young. John Young.
And another,
John Young.
No, it wasn't John Young. It was Young anyway, don't ask me what.
Probably Mike Young, wasn't it?
Ken Branson.
Okay, no. That was the old days, Alice.
Well, anyway, good luck to everyone.
Okay, Alice.
Hope we'll all meet again.
Gosh, we will.
And you have a tape belong to me.
I have, Alice. I must get it out to you, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I might drop down this evening.
Right, okay.
If I can get a bus.
We'll be here, Alice, anyway.
For an hour.
We'll be here till about 4 or 5, anyway.
We'll be here till about 4, will you?
I'll be here till about 4, before the guards come
yeah,
in here.
Yeah, I'll put on all the makeup.
Oh,
there,
would you? Listen, Alice, if you're coming down, as long as I get a dance now, Alice.
Ah, can you dance? No. Have you a sip of vodka?
Have we got a sip of vodka? So have we sent somebody out to the shop?
No. Do you know what I'd love? Coffee.
Nice coffee. I will dig up something for you, Alice.
Even coffee and a sip of whiskey.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'll probably see you later.
Okay,
God
love.
Bless.
Bye, Alice. Say goodbye,
Mama.
Alice.
Bye.
That's Alice Murphy, one of our listeners as well. They're all mad around here today. Now, where are we? We better plug ourselves back in because we're lost. It's coming down to 25 minutes away from 2. It's Dave Felton on his last 25 minutes on Radio Dublin, never to be heard again. Let me tell you, thank God, somebody's saying it in the background. Never mind. 25 minutes away from 2, let's say hello to Alice and let's dedicate this one to Alice this afternoon. Let's go back to 1978. Here comes Gladys Knight. Come back and finish what you started, eh?
Not gonna see it through.
now just coming around to 22 minutes away from... It's mayhem around here, let me tell you. 1978, eh? The year I started in Radio Dublin. Gladys 9, the Pips, come back and finish what you started. Right, that's gone. Now let's take a phone call. Who have we got? Hello? Can you pick up the phone there, Tony?
Yeah.
Hello, what's your name?
Sinead.
Sinead what?
Margie.
Sinead Margie. Where are you calling from, Sinead?
Hmm?
Where about you calling from, love?
Pardon, I can't hear.
Hang on, just take your phone over a bit. Where are you calling from?
Cabra.
Cabra. Okay. What do you think of the radio stations closing down?
It was a public station all through the year.
Radio Dublin?
Yeah,
mm.
And I loved the time machine
with Jane Martin. Right, okay. And who else did you like? Did you like anybody else?
John Dean.
Ah.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Magic moments, eh?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So would you like to say hello to anybody, Sinead?
I'd like to say hello to my mum and my dad.
Okay, Sinead. Okay. Yeah. Right. Oh.
The
two dogs.
Yeah.
What are they?
Yorkshire Terriers.
Yorkshire Terriers, okay. Okay, Sinead, thank you for calling, love.
Okay.
Thank you, because there's mayhem around here.
Happy New Year
to yourself, Sinead.
Okay.
Nice talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
That's Sinead Markey calling us from Cabra. 20 minutes away from here, let's say hello to John and Mary before we go any further. So good afternoon to John and Mary, tuned away in Cabra as well. Now, we've a few celebrities in the studio. We've Tony Quinn and we've Francis Ross and we've Jane Wilson and we've everybody else. So we go over to Francis Ross right now. Hello, Fran.
Yeah.
Hang on, which seat the mic's on? It's on right now. Can we put a bit closer to you?
No, Dave, how are you?
Not too bad, Fran. It's a sad day, eh?
It is, yes, a sad day. It had to happen,
but... Mm. So when did you start in Radio Dublin?
Personally, I'm a late starter. I only started in August.
Okay.
But radio and 2 years for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Telling the records.
Yeah.
How many years
in August? When did you do your last program, Fran?
Last Tuesday.
Sad day, wasn't it?
I didn't say my official goodbye then. I'm not one for saying goodbyes.
Well, you can have an official goodbye now, really.
To all the listeners in Radio Dublin, I'm not going to say goodbye, but... We'll be back
in the future.
Okay. The airways in Dublin.
Right. Any fondest memories of the station since you started in August?
The
22nd party, maybe?
Mm-hmm. The 22nd party.
It was
a very good
night. It was, actually. I was on the air the next day, actually. It was a bit, yeah.
Had a good hangover the next day, at the end.
Right.
Okay. And I'd like to thank all the friends that rang me up that... I've never seen a friend I made over the year.
Yeah, well, they might drop in today. Mm. Invited a few people down, they're on the way.
And the people that sent me the three Christmas cards.
Okay, right. So any funny incidents on the air, Fran? Anything funny happening on the air?
There's one night I was on the service telephone.
Okay.
I was talking away and the ads were running.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular ad was a short one.
Okay.
And I was engrossed in conversation before I knew it, nothing on it. All of a sudden all I heard was...
Hey, Muttonhead, the commercial's finished.
Yeah, DJ Lee, yeah, UAP, International Pictures, that's DJ Lee, that actually, yeah.
So, for the rest of the duration of that show, all I got was phone calls saying,
hey, Muttonhead,
it's
such a real
name. Yeah, I'm using your deck, yeah. I'm on the air. I don't get blown up because I got blown up here before. Actually, we fix that deck over there. Look.
Can we continue?
Right, okay, well, there's mayhem around today. It's my last program, you're right!
The other thing I'll miss is...
Okay.
The afternoon delight.
Did you, right?
Because
you're going to be
using
places
a bit like
morning, David. It is, really. It's brutal as well.
Right.
Right. Okay, fine. We have a chat with Jane.
Right,
I'm going
to
talk
to Jane.
This is Jane.
John Dean.
We have mayhem around here today. This is Jane Wilkinson, one of our weekend disc jockeys.
Hang on,
will you wait for this? Between 1 and 3. Jane used to be on between 1 and 3. She used to do Sunday mornings. Who's feeling my leg? John, I'm keeping hands to yourself. And between 7 and 10, she used to do a beggar's program, right? So it's Jane Wilkinson. So what do you want to say, Jane? Do you want to put the mic closer to your face?
Good afternoon, Dave.
How are you, Jane? Okay. Who would you like to say hello to?
No, I wouldn't like to say hello. You know, I'd like to thank all my friends here at Radio Dublin, and in particular, I'd like to thank Jerry Morrison for giving me this opportunity to broadcast. So, many thanks to Jerry, and just thanks to all my friends here, and in particular for the listeners.
Okay. What's your fondest memories of the station since you started? When did you start, actually, Jane?
I started here in April 1988. I was very late here. I'm here about 8 months now.
She's late to live it, yeah. The stalker. Oh, okay, we've got. Sorry, Grandma. Okay. Okay, y'all.
Right, well, 22nd party, very good indeed. Yes, yourself falling off the stage, Mr.
Fitzgerald. Well, we cut that off the end, but...
Mr. Fitzgerald falling off
the stage. Mr. Felton, actually.
Falling off the stage.
Cut this.
And of course, the time I came in here to the studio, I was a bit giddy, and I
reached
the chair for one of the
beach,
and
you
allowed
me
back on the
floor. Okay,
right.
Anything else? Slag Day Felton Day, by the way.
Yeah. And of course, Auntie's here.
Auntie's been a fluster.
On 105.
Jane can do impersonation.
Taylor Jane.
Okay.
Got a music problem.
105.
Right, okay. Now, if anybody'd like to phone us in right now, the last 15 minutes, it's 538684. That's before Alan Jackson blows us up. 538.
Here's the captain coming up.
It's on the phone, probably, huh?
That's the captain.
Okay, right. There's mayhem here today. Mayhem. Okay. Right, okay, no problem. Hang on, Tony, 15 minutes away from two. I don't know, I'm not even afraid of Alan here at the moment. 15 minutes away from two. Who's laughing on the phone? 15 minutes away from two. If you'd like a mention, 538684. Can we play a record? Is that work?
Yeah,
I've got one. Working, right?
Kylie Minogue.
Okay. And the record called... Don't be certain. Okay. Play this with Tony.
I'm
for Kim. Anybody else? Shout across. Shout, son. It's for Sinead Markey. Hello, Sinead and Cabra. Kim and Helen and Tala and Roy Alto. And requested Kylie Minogue. Your wish is my command. Where? Hang on, then. Where? Where's the request? Where? I got that one there. Right. Dad's away again. You told Q and I too was bad yesterday in sunshine. Can we play it again? Can we? Right, okay. Is that going to work today? Hang on, Alan's still somewhere. Right, go ahead, mate. Are we ready?
Together, I'm gonna stay, won't you, when we're near.
it's just coming down to 12 minutes away from 2 and 12 away. Feverman's away from 2, she's sacked. You're not coming in here Monday. No way. Feverman's away from 2, it's well away from Jerry. It's mayhem around here. And that was Kylie Minogue, I gotta be certain, okay? And right now, here comes Alison Moyer. And a track called Weak in the Presence of Beauty. Okay, you wanna say hello, do you?
I just jumped in to say hello. Bye.
It's Alan just walking around us at the moment. It's mayhem around here, as I just mentioned. Alison Moyer, she's a big lady.
She
is, yeah. And weak in the presence of beauty. Now, we have a phone call. We have Billy O'Connell, isn't it, Tony?
That's right, Billy O'Connell.
How are you doing, Billy?
Not too bad.
I remember you used to ring up, actually.
That's right.
When I used to do the all-nighter many years ago.
Yeah, well, at that time I didn't have the all phone.
Okay.
I used to have to go across to a coin box.
Right.
And, I was just ripping out my tapes there, like,
okay.
You know, going back about 12 years ago.
Right.
I have one there now, I played for Alice, I taped it the same night.
And, okay.
Alice Morphy now.
Alice, yeah.
So that was going back then, Paul Vincent
done
the pajama
house. Paul Vincent, yeah, that's right, yeah. And Jerry used to do it the all-nighter from dawn till dusk.
But no, I remember that from here about tape, you know, and Alice and Levin and Rahini, you know.
Okay.
Used to all come on the
same that's right, I remember it well, yeah. And you remember Stephen Coyle?
I do,
he used to walk to a coin box in Ace.
That's right, yeah. But Alice and I used to go to the top
40
up in the airport.
That's right, yeah.
Craft, I think.
Mm.
She's
good
there the odd time.
That's right,
Jan. But if you just
tell
her anyway.
Okay, you can tell yourself just.
So, obviously, you're listening there. We're still here, and we wish you all the best in 89 there as well.
And
memories
haven't
forgotten. We have
you on tape,
you know.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Right,
take it easy, Pat.
No problem.
Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Bye, Pat.
We'll see you all again.
We'll be all back together, hopefully, on a ship or something in the near future.
Please, God, yes.
Okay, Pat.
Okay.
Best of luck.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, bye. That's Pat, one of our listeners. Now, we have another disc jockey in the studio with Eddie O'Donoghue.
Right there.
Well, we're taking everybody a spice five, Eddie. Do you want to put the mic? It's on, all right. Look away.
Hello, Radio Dublin listener.
That's Eddie here. He's on our outside broadcast. So when did you start on Radio Dublin, Eddie?
I started in March. I started in St. John's Day in Weston.
Okay.
And he just took me on, gave me the breakfast show. I went from there. I ended up doing the Mighty 12 Wednesday and Tours nights.
The Battle of the Bands, yeah.
Yeah, the single music match.
Who won, actually?
You two won.
You two, because people were ringing up asking.
The single, the play, I think it's a very...
Okay, we dig it up, yeah. Go ahead, go on, keep on talking.
Yeah, it's a single for you two that won the music match, and also it's a single called New Year's Day, so I think it's all going to be quite New Year's Day.
Yeah.
A single.
What was the first record you played, Eddie, do you remember?
It was a 1,045.
1,045.
Okay. Hello, Radio Dublin, what up? You know, I was nervous.
One of those days, yeah. What's your fondest memories of the station? Have you any funny moments that happened to you on the radio? Anything funny happy?
When I got locked out.
You got locked out, yeah. How was the room doing to
it? It was four shows that came in and I couldn't get out, I had to break the door in.
Mm.
And against the law, you know.
That's life.
Broken the door.
That's what happened to the door this morning, isn't it? That's why the door's in bits today.
Yeah, it's
all over. It'll make it again this afternoon, yeah. Okay.
Well, I just
want to
wish everyone a happy new year, and I don't know who even listening now.
Exactly.
Kind
of
wishes
off. Everybody's got a queue, Sunshine, BLB, our friends in Bray, yeah.
Well, I just want to wish you all a happy new year, and thanks everyone here for coming through.
Okay. Right, thank you, Eddie. Was this lady like the same? No? Jackie's one of our selectors, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she had me as a music.
Okay.
Music. Right. And of course, so there's a play check.
Okay, it's very shy, right?
Okay,
thanks, Ed. Just coming out of 6 minutes away from two, let's dedicate this one to Eddie. This is the winner of the Battle of the Bands, and a track called New Year's Day. I'm Devlin, Hot Hits FM.